بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما، فقال الأقرع بن حابس: إن لي 10 من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لا يرحم لا يرحم. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, we mentioned the displaying affection, love, developing one's connection with one's children. This is part of Shariat. Showing love, affection, kindness towards the youth, not only one's own children, children of others, obviously within the parameters of Shariat. This is something that Islam strongly advocates. This hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَسَنَ بْنَ عَلِيِّ. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his grandson, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. As I mentioned, there are many such incidents where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being given the responsibility of the entire humanity, every person to be born till Qiyamah, the Jannat and Jahannam of that person, the responsibility had been placed on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Greater focus of this was during the last 10 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's connection with his children, this occurred prior to Nubuwwat. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and others, when they were little babies or children, this was before the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first 15 years, particularly of the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to Nubuwwat with Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this interaction wherein practically he showed the ummah our conduct, our demeanor, our manner towards our children, what it should be, clearer indication of it we get with his exposure to his grandchildren in Madinah Munawwara during the last 10 years of his life. And as I mentioned, 10-year period, 150 expeditions were sent out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, how many times he went out in the path of Allah ta'ala during the Medina period of his life? Just a space of 10 years. In that, 9 wives. So how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still shared his time, took out time to spend time, to humor, to show love, to show affection towards his grandchildren. And in the latter part of his life, when Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a son, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who as we know passed away in infancy, almost 6 months of age, he passed away during the lifespan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From these, this exposure, we get glimpses into what our conduct and our mannerism towards our children, towards the youth should be. Many incidents. It's mentioned, جَاءَ يَوْمٌ مِّنَ الْأَيَّامِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ يُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda. يُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ. He was the imam of Masjid al-Nabawi. فَأَتَى الْحَسَنَ بْنَ عَلِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا فَرَكِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ كَمَا يُدْخِلُ الصِّبْيَانِ. The little child, Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes into the masjid, probably just a few years of age. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, was the imam of the salah. The narrator of the hadith says, فَرَّكِبَ عَلَيْهِ. This word rakiba is used when you mount something, mount a camel or mount a horse or mount a donkey or mount a mule, mount a conveyance. So he says the child mounted, in other words, climbed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst Nabiye Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in sajda, as little children are wont to do, what was the reaction? He was sahib shariat. Everything that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did constitutes part of shariat. It is ibadat. Sunnah is ibadat. Everything that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did to emulate it is part of deen and shariat. So look at the sabak and lesson that he teaches the ummah. Ta'akhkhara fi sujood. He delayed his sajda. Didn't push the child away, didn't move the child away. The child obviously is not acting consciously, doesn't understand the repercussions of its actions. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delays his sajda. Fakana sahabatu ta'ajjabu min dhalik. Sahaba was surprised. This was an unusually long sajda. Initially they didn't even know why the sajda was being delayed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them after salah, "Inna ibni irtahalani, my baby, my son, my child, irtahalani." The word irtahalani, yani jalani rahilatan lahu, decided to make a horse or a conveyance out of me. He decided to ride me. Wa inni ahbabtu alla aqum hatta yaqdi nahbatahu. I dislike that I should disturb him by waking up from that sajda until he had not fulfilled his desire. So little children, naturally, they see in that environment, people are riding a horse, people are riding an animal, people are riding a camel. So the child decides to make his horse or his conveyance Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in sajda. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam delayed the sajda. This was an act of extreme compassion and love and kindness which he exhibited towards this little baby. It's mentioned also in another riwayat, Kanat Umama binti Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Umama was the daughter of Zainab. Zainab was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, the grandchild, female grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kanat Saghira. She was a little baby. فخرج بها الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المسجد فتقدم فيصلي بالناس وهو الله's رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sahaba say once or twice he carried this little baby, his grandchild Umama رضي الله تعالى عنها, into the masjid, and the time of salah came. So he went forward whilst carrying the child. حَامِلٌ هَذِهِ التِّفْلَ. Carrying the child in his hand, he went forward and he led the salah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا سَجَدَ. When the time for sajda came, وَضَعَهَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. He put her on one side, on the ground next to him. When he completed the salah, وَإِذَا قَامَ حَمَلَهَا. When he completed the salah, he picked her up and stood up as the imam with this grandchild in his hand. Obviously, not advocating now that the imam should bring his grandchild into the masjid but and hold the child whilst making salah. But in order to practically demonstrate to the ummah this issue of showing companionship, showing compassion and love and affection for one's children, one's grandchildren, etc., comes in another riwayat, kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtubu. Allah's rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the day of Jumu'ah, Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving khutbah in the masjid. The narrator of the hadith says that the two babies, Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he used to say, rayhanatayya, my two beautiful flowers, my support. So much of love he had for his grandchildren. He says that the two babies came, yamshiyan wa ya'thuran. They were still in their infancy, so they couldn't even walk properly. They were walking, falling down, crawling, walking. Sahaba are looking at the one giving the khutbah. These children have entered obviously from the back of the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can see them. The rest of the majma is looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of a sudden, in the middle of the khutbah, نزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المنبر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets off from the minbar. Sahaba are shocked. What has happened? Some emergency? Why is he leaving the minbar in the middle of the khutbah? Suddenly they realize, what is it for? فَحَمَلَهُمَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up the two babies, comes back to the minbar, climbs back onto the minbar, and before continuing his khutbah, he explains his conduct. Why did I do this? He says, I saw my two babies, يَمْشِيَان وَيَعْثُرَان. And then he says, I could not control myself. I could not control myself. Such was my love, such was my devotion, my affection for them, that I couldn't just leave them like that. I had to interrupt the khutbah in order to go and fetch them. And then he said, صدق رسول صدق الله, my Allah spoke the truth. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. Your wealth and your children will be a test for you. رأيت هذين الصبيين فلم أصبر. He says, I saw these two babies. فلم أصبر. I couldn't make sabr. I couldn't control myself. Such was my love. Such was my affection for them. We find many, many incidents like this in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we find that this was not specific to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, they emulated this conduct when they saw this in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bara radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I entered the house in Medina Munawwara with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr had returned from one journey to Medina Munawwara. At that time, Aisha, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was suffering from a fever. Abu Bakr, Bara describes the conduct of Abu Bakr. He says he entered the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, approached her and said, how are you, my beloved daughter? This, now Aisha is married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so she's not a little baby or a little child. Yet Abu Bakr addresses her, how are you, my beloved daughter? And he then kisses her cheek. This narration is found in Abu Dawud Sharif. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even his grown-up children, not babies, grown-up children, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would display great affection and love for them. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates, when Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would visit, comes in the narration, Mu'isu sahab rahmatullahi mentions it in his Hayatu Sahaba, that she came one day, knocks at the door. Such is the bond between father and daughter, just listening to the knock. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the residents of the household, innaha ladaqu Fatima. That is the knocking of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then it's mentioned in the narration, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that whenever she would visit, he would stand up. If he was sitting, he would stand up. He would receive her. He would take her by the hand, kiss her on her cheek, on her forehead, and he would make her sit on his place. So this is sunnah. How many of us, when our daughters, after they are married in this instance, have to visit us, we display this type of affection. Having built this type of relationship up with our children. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the home of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, this first incident is where she would visit. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the home of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Fatima would reciprocate in the same manner and conduct herself exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would conduct himself when she visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, in this overt display of affection, etc., there is one precaution, which is actually a very serious precaution which Shariat advocates and reminds us of. We've run out of time. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.